What do you do? He said, I help politicians. I looked at him, may they forget you. You know, there are things I think, I don't say. What was what I thought in my heart? You see, this is your problem. Let's forget the word covetousness. Let's call it the proper word. You're a thief. Yes, you know, when you say things like this, you will repent fast. When you say covetousness, they think it's a, you know, that when you call somebody 419, and you say, oh, that boy is 419. You say, hey, he's 419. Then you go and meet him. Ah, 419, but how now? Call him a proper name. Say, that guy is a thief. But when you call him 419, you know, it's polished. Just by the way, do you know there are some boys who they allow their reputation to spread that they are 419 boys, and they are not. They are armed robbers. To explain the money they have, do you understand? They leak the gist in the community that they are doing 419. They're not doing 419. They carry guns at night. They rob people. But it's nice, no? When the guy they pass, say, man, that guy in a job, man. That you, young boys say with envy, as if he's smart. He knows how to defraud those white moguls. Anyway, that's by the way. You know, I digress a lot. The point, I told the guy, I looked at him, I said, you help politicians. You help politicians. I should not join hands to pray that the cross over your head that does not allow them to remember you to be broken, may it become stronger. That was the prayer I prayed for him. I didn't say it like that. You understand? I didn't say it like that. I told him this was what I said. I said, they will continue to forget you. It was a prophetic word. They will continue to forget you. Let me add some preaching to it. May they never remember you. The more you do, the less you see in helping them. Anyway, I said to him simply, what do you do normally when you are not helping politicians? He said, I teach in the secondary school. I said, you know, me, I have a passion for teaching. I said, wait, what have you ever brought up before God as a prayer point for your pupils, for your students? I stood with him for a few minutes and instructed him, say, but they don't pray like this. Are you getting my point? I said, they don't pray like this. This is that you come out in church, say, who needs this? Who has a special need? When I help people, they forget me. Go and read your Bible. Even Joseph, that goodly, you know what I mean by goodly now, his help was good and legitimate and righteous. They still forgot him, and it was from the hand of God. Why was he praying that prayer? He thought that was a way to break through. Shortcut. Help politicians, they will make you counselor. Help politicians, they will make you special advisor to the counselor. Help politicians, maybe you'll be special advisor to the local government chairman. And then they give you some money, you buy a car, and you will now come to church to do Thanksgiving. There are some kinds of Thanksgiving that God will just look at it, cut off, said, just accept the one for his life there, that is thanking God for keeping him alive. We'll take that one. All the other ones, give it to Satan. It's not us. We did not do it. His covetousness is leading him. Satan is setting him up for a big fall. He will soon fall. So when that man spoke to him that day, I said, no, I am sorry. This is not a prayer point. I will not pray this prayer. It's a prayer, listen to this, against the will of God. There's a kind of prayer I would pray for somebody like him. If he came up to me and said, sir, in life, I think I should financially prosper more than I'm prospering. I say, that one is there's nothing wrong with it. I said, okay, let us pray for you then. Father, in the name of Jesus, prosper him financially. Give him wisdom. Help him to be productive. Let him be a blessing to people. Then God will send him back to that same school, triple the anointing to teach upon his head. And he will go there and he will change the lives of people. The time will come, God will use one way or another, whichever way he chooses, to pour forth great financial blessings upon the man. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So when we're talking about the will of God, no, it's not always. There are times God reveals expressly that, yes, I want you to go to Onitsha. Please, don't go to Abba. That one happens. But when John was speaking, that was not what he was talking about. Because his brother James said it clearly. He said, we'll do this now. We'll do this tomorrow. He said, how do you know? And John was aware of that. What he was teaching is simple. There is a way of abiding in the will of God. Retraining your mind. There's a way you reason. You change the way you reason. Like I said just now, you, of course, you've heard me lead prayers here. I don't tell witches to die. I don't believe they are the cause of your problems. No. If I pray against wicked people, it's really about the nation, if you notice. Because as far as your own life is concerned, like that man said, anywhere they carry your name go, they go lost. As far as your life is concerned, you are secure. Amen? I said what? You are secure. There's no fight. All the people that said, I will not, look, have you ever heard me say, all those who are saying that I will not prosper in this life? It's like saying, all the leaves that blow across my gates, they will burn, they will burn, they will burn. They'll say, oh God, come. Are you all right? What is your problem with leaves blowing across your gate? If you don't like it, what do? You sweep it. As it's on the main road, how is it your business? It's just blowing across your gate. Like Ken Higgins said, a lot of prayers people pray, it's just like they just come to church and start shouting, twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. He said that, and they do it the whole night. Well, because they are saying, in the name of Jesus. So all they are doing is, twinkle, twinkle, little star, in the name of Jesus. How I wonder what you are, in the name of Jesus. Up above the world so high, in the name. And at the end of the day, say, all our enemies are dead. Yes, they were dead before they came to church. They died in Christ Jesus. You also want to explain? It is not that nice prayers that kill those enemies. One of the foolishest of foolish prayers that Christians pray is back to sender. What did I say? It's a foolish prayer. It's what? A foolish, it's an oppressed man prayer. You understand my point? A man who is oppressed in his mind, he believes he's still subject to the work of the devil. So he's afraid. There are prayers motivated purely by fear. All the arrows against me. Back to sender. As a believer, are you saying that there can't be arrows against you? They went back to sender. I know. I will not make it a night prayer point. Yes. There's a general word of God concerning it. He said the wicked, they've drawn their bows. They want to shoot their arrows into the heart of the righteous. The Bible said their arrows will enter into their own hearts. It's a statement of fact. I will not use a whole night to be concerning myself about it. Many prayers are engineered by fear. Today, that man that did me waka like this, the fingers will cut in the name of Jesus. That waka, that's the last waka he will ever do. You are afraid. You are afraid. No, really, you are afraid. If you were not afraid, you would not have noticed it. Do you get my point? He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, that's what I'm going to explain. When the word of God has filled you, it will just produce, now, let me just say that, then we'll close. It will produce the wish in you. Now, when I say it will produce the wish now, like I was saying earlier, let me just illustration again. Once I was in school, a friend of mine and I were just talking. I said, if God says you should ask for something now, what do we ask for? We're students. What I expected was, man, we're supposed to buy 2 new shirts, you know, that kind of thing. I'll buy this kind of shoes, or buy this kind of book, you know. We're students. Or may I give me some money, may I go chop, you know, that kind of thing. That's what I expected. He said, I was asking for 2 billion. This was 1989-90. Oh boy, what are you going to do with 2 billion? And he laughed. He said, that way I will never have to ask him again. I said, I don't know whether I told him this, but I remember I thought, he said, that's why he would never give it to you. You are begging him for independence of him. You understand my point? Now, God, I don't want to be dependent on you again in my life. So settle me now. Give me my inheritance. Let me go. A prodigal son. That's it. Give me my inheritance. I won't come out. You see what I'm saying? Now, there are Christians who pray that prayer. They pray. In fact, let me say this one for those of us who are in ministry. There are those who pray a very funny prayer. God, this is my business. Increase it. And you know what God is hearing?
He wants to have a lot of money so that he can now go into ministry. So that his money will be plenty. I said, I'm going to go into ministry. I'm not going to beg anybody for money. Listen, in ministry, should you beg people for money? No. You should be dependent upon God, not upon your business. So every day he's praying, he's praying. He has missed a point concerning the financing of ministry. If a man prays a prayer in which he's trying to today, by the answer to that prayer, secure his tomorrow, he has missed the will of God. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. Listen, be careful. God reads your motives. He said, I, the Lord, I test the mind. I test it, I search it, I check. There are those who are praying God admission. I want this admission. I want to be able to study this in my PhD. And I want it to be in UK in the name of Jesus. And as they are saying it, what God is hearing is, once I finish that one, I will come back. I will come get one nutty job like this. They will be paying me that kind $10,000 every month. In fact, 50, I've seen where they will get $25,000. That my PhD is the key to prosperity. So join with me. You don't hear all of that too. All you hear is, praise God, want to go for studies. And then they are praying, they are praying, they are praying. And God does not hear. Why? Not because PhD is against the will of God. Amen? Amen. It's not. But because security, all right, dependence on material things for security is against the will of God. So they are not asking in according to his will. They are asking outside his will. Listen, so the will is not about, should I get that PhD or not get it? It's at the back of my mind, why? What is pushing me? So somebody says that, this PhD, is it the will of God? Somebody says, I prayed about it. In fact, that prayer, I tied God's hands to answer it with a seed. And when I woke up in the morning, and suddenly, as I was dreaming, I saw myself with a graduation cap. And when I saw the color, I realized that was the color that UNN uses for PhD, you know, students, they call it. Yeah, they're also students. For you PhD students that are just finishing. But there's one difference. I looked around and the land, there were a lot of white people. So I knew that could not have been in Nsukka. It couldn't have been in Nsukka. I just knew. And I woke up and said, yes, I have discovered the will of God. Your desire crystallized into a dream. It was not the will of God. You know, I told you before, some people say that they are pursuing me in my dream. Yes, if you are owing everybody, they will pursue you in your dream. Yes, like I know it's in the Bible. The Bible says that if you are hungry and you go to sleep without eating, you will satisfy your soul in your dream. And you wake up again, you are still hungry. So some people that dream dreams, that say that's the will of God, is a fat lie. Sigmund Freud, when he was teaching psychoanalysis, he taught it. He used to do dream analysis so as to know what people are really desiring in the bottom of their hearts. Psychologists, they know it. If all your life you wanted to you wanted to go abroad, and then you sleep like this, your name will change to Lufthansa. As you are sleeping, you will snore Lufthansa. It's not God speaking to you. Is the things you have incubated, you have dreamt upon, the only place they can find expression. Since you can't buy ticket, nobody has given you visa. If I can't go on the surface, I go in my sleep. It is not a sign of what the will of God. Be careful when somebody says that, just come down bamboozling you with dream that they dream. Did I say God doesn't speak through dreams? Did I say so? I didn't say so. Of course, he speaks through dreams. I'm just trying to say we should be careful. When he's talking about, should I get the PhD or not? It's not, did I dream about it? That's not the issue. It is God revealing in my heart to me why I want the PhD. Once, there's this man, what's his name? He was the general manager of General Electric. Jack Welch. Jack Welch had a PhD. It was Dr. Jack Welch. You know why? One day he was in a plane. Then he had an MSc. He was working in General Electric already. And on the plane, it was a company plane, so private plane, company plane. And so they came up to him and they said, Mr. Welch, what would you like? They went to another person, Mr. This, what would you like? Then they went to one of his guys there and said, Dr. Jim, what would you like? He said, that name sounds nice. That was all. As soon as the plane landed, he enrolled for PhD. After I got the PhD, he enjoyed the Dr. Welch for a while. Then after a while, I started feeling funny. That what kind of funny title is this? Then he banned everybody from calling him Dr. Welch, and he never used that title or the degree again. It did not improve anything for him in his job. He got it because of vanity. What did I call it? Vanity. Some of us are praying prayers of vanity. Lord, you know, next year is the year of my wedding. You know, it will not be good now as a child of God to drive to the village. I want to go and tell them I'm married. I don't have a car. God says, what is bad about it? Ah, hey, I was there. The day Francis came to declare, he brought all the wine in his boot. Am I going to go there and bring my own wine at the back of Keke Napep? And the fellow is agonizing in the name of Jesus. Because he's praying outside the will of God. He is praying the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. That is his prayer. His prayer is called the pride of life. I cannot cooperate with him to massage his worldly ego. I can't. If his prayer for that motor car is what other people think of me, then I can't answer him. You are seeing what they call the will of God now. It's when the word abides in me, I know three things are in the world. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and what? The pride of life. If you are because of the of any of these things, if you because of any one of them, you are doing anything, you are doing that thing out of the will of God. So two people can do the same thing. One is in the will of God. The other one is what? Out of the will of God. And it's the same thing they are doing. I told you as a minister, wait till I never get for advice. Pastor Vanki, you should be pastoring the church. I said, well, right now I have not been employed. All the places where I dropped my application, they have not come in for interview. He said, no. I mean, Kingdom World Ministries should become a church. So I said, why not? Why? Why should they be? What's wrong with it being what it is right now? And the answer always is, Well, not always. Half of the times. This is the one I want to use as an example. There's another answer that stumped him because it's a good answer. But that's the one God will now reveal to you that it's not necessary. But this is a bad one that I don't need God to reveal. He has already revealed. It's written in black and white. They said, you know, when you pastor that church, the people will start bringing their tithes to the place. Right now, they don't bring it to. They carry it to their churches. They'll come, a man told me like that, they'll come and hear you free on Saturday. Then on Sunday, they'll carry the tithes to their churches. He said, the fact that God has sent us doesn't mean we shouldn't use our brain. No. We have to use our brain. I was looking at him, saying, okay, I don't get that kind of brain. My brain, you don't get that kind of connection. I only walk like that. He said, you have to be wise. You have to be wise. He said, they said people are not loyal, though. They are not loyal. They give their tithes and their offerings to their churches. And I was looking at him. There are prayers I don't pray. There are prayers I don't pray. The other side, I said that some people, the only thing they have said, which I have to think about and kill, you understand, is that they say, no, you know, you'll be able to help more people, you understand. They try to explain that, and I had to analyze it. And having analyzed it, a friend of mine, Topsy and I, we sat down, analyzed it, and said, Banky, forget, it's not necessary. Forget what they are talking about, all right? It's not necessary. But let's leave that one. But the people that say that, no, that way you get more money. That is, we will open a church so as to get more money. That is against what? The will of God. He gives men of God brain tumors. I'm telling you. You cannot open a church so you can raise more money. It's not allowed. In fact, you are not allowed to do anything as a preacher purely because of money. You don't organize. I've heard people say that they do programs. They don't go down and do programs so that they will get money to do this one. It's foolishness. Is what? It gets some kind of wisdom. Anyway, I can't discuss the details now. There are kinds of wisdom, all right, that I don't need. I have read the scriptures enough to know that they're not necessary. So if we ask according to his will, that's what he's talking about. It's not as if Vanessa is praying, God, should we open a church or not? That prayer is legitimate under certain circumstances. But at that point, it's not legitimate. It is clearly out of the will of God. Why? Because the thing that's pushing us is what? Money. Now, it doesn't mean we are wicked, though. Because some argument is that, after all, we're not trying to do anything with it. We want to use it to preach. So, in summary, this is summary, all right? This is how you know whether it's true, or whether it's good or bad. It's very simple. It's very, very simple, right? Before I give the summary. Or let's forget the summary. This is how you know whether it's good or it's bad. Carry the microphone. You did the church. I say, praise the Lord. I'm happy all of you have come. You know why we have gathered? So that you can bring your money so we can do the will of God. If that church grew, come and tell me. This is my point. If you can honestly open your mind and say, praise God. Oh, I'm so happy this church is growing. We're doing ministry. The money was not enough. So we realized that if we can gather all of you to be coming on Sundays, the money will be enough. And I want all of you to join this church so you can be donating enough money for us to do what we want to do. If you can't say it like that, don't try it. If you cannot say it like that, don't try it. That's why we open unnecessary branches. They say there's no money in Enugu. So we open a branch in Lagos so that we can use the money in Lagos to do the work in Enugu. God is good. Somebody say amen. I always like to add my testimony in case somebody is listening to this. I refused those doctrines before Kingdom was started. After Kingdom was started, I further rejected them. Until today, I cannot believe those kind of things. And listen, it's always a testimony for me. From Ghana, we get mails. Ask Inka, he mails our materials to Ghana. And we have not opened branch in Lagos to look for money to reach them in Ghana. Are you getting my point? I have had people send me, look, somebody came one day and said, my friend said I should give you $100. He sent from the United States. A man said, the first man that got our materials from Ghana, he said we should send all our messages, even if pastor coughs, they should record that cough and send it to him. I'm not joking, no. That's not supposed to be a joke. The last set that Yenka sent to Ghana, the guy said he's at least 3 hours away from Accra. The only people who could deliver materials to him without being too expensive, he said he would travel to Accra to go and collect it. Oh, sorry, it's not free. You know, I know the same says, if you want free message, download it. It's free for download. You can share it. But for me to run up and down, no. The guys, we send money to Nigeria. Yinka will package their CDs and their books and, you know, courier it to them. I haven't gone to Abuja to go and beg for money. And they watched us on TV. That's the point. Listen. If God has to start TV stations that have headquarters in Enugu, who will air me for free? He will. Not going to be so smart as to go and open branch in Johannesburg because I'm looking for who will send me money in Forex. Now in the cost quarter, Apostle, now that is the cost quarter. So if you now send a pastor to Lagos now, if he tries to convert that branch, you will curse him with a covenant. The will of God. That's what we mean by the will of God. It's not the, has God spoken to you to go and open the branch? That one can come up. But right now, it is, why do you need a branch? Some people need a branch so they can collect title. One guy called the other day. He said, am I speaking to the bishop or I'm talking to Yinka? I said, I think you're talking to Yinka because there's no bishop in this place. That was the guy that called me in Benin. So is that the bishop? Oh, if one of my friends arrived, hey, he said, the bishop. I said, which kind of thing is this one? There are men who are fighting for that title. And since you cannot be the bishop when you have only a small congregation in one small town, to qualify for that title, you got to have a number of branches. So, you see aggressive branching. You know, ameba branching, binary fission. What's the Oga looking for? Title. So one day I traveled. I was at the airport. We went to go and minister in Sokoto. There's another man that came to minister in Sokoto. We were also at the airport. We were about to do the same time. And he was sitting down coolly with his hair shining. You know,
You know, they comb the thing well oiled. They shine like this. With a shiny suit. And his hands crossed in one very holy fashion. Sitting with all sobriety. So my friend, my host pastor, and that's what your host pastor who brought out that guy said, ah, what are you doing? I said, ah, I came to escort bishop. I know. You are the bishop in my mind. So I told my friend, hey, from now on, I'm an archbishop. So when I look, title. So you see every day, in the name of Jesus, this branch shall grow. The idea, oh boy, grow now so I can break up into two. If you guys don't increase the number quick enough, I'll not be a bishop. You will preach all kinds of messages. That prayer is what? Out of the will of God. All the prayers, pray God, bring souls. You say your concern is not for soul. Your concern is for title. And there's no law in Nigeria against title. Just go and call yourself bishop. Anybody go hold you? Why are you now putting men in bondage because they are looking for title? I go enjoy you. I hope you're following up listening. This will of God thing is what I'm trying to explain. It's as we learn the word of God. There's one scripture I wanted to learn. I wanted to preach today. That's why I wanted to use the foundation, but it went the way it went, so we thank God for it. Jeremiah said, Daniel said, one day came, I, Daniel, understood by books. Understood by what? Books. It's by reading. Daniel chapter 9. I understood by books. Let me just read it and then we'll close with it. I hope you've gotten my point. I hope you're following me. So when we're talking about the will of God, we learn and become in tune with the will of God. It's not just about specific knowledge, about specific decisions under certain situations. The will of God becomes an attitude. That's why Jesus said, if you abide in me. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, in chapter 2, verse 2, it says, I, Daniel, observed in the books. King James says, understood by books. The number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolations of Jerusalem. Namely 70 years. So I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. Let me stop here. That it was not just by desire. It was by what? Understanding. Somebody say understanding. Understanding. It wasn't just by desire. It was by what? It was what he read that gave him understanding. And that became the foundation for his prayer. When we're talking about understanding the prophetic, I'll continue in it next time I speak on that. So, because we need to understand sometimes, I think I said it the other time, that it's not every time we pray nice prayers. And that's one thing I want to research into properly. I think part of the problem in Nigeria of today is that the Christians have not learned to pray the proper prayers based on understanding of what God says about the situation. Because like we said, God's prophets, without them, God can do nothing. Without them, he does nothing. So if they never prophesy judgment, judgment will never come. And if judgment is what is required for the cleansing of the earth will be polluted. And if the earth is polluted, eventually it vomits everybody, the prophets included. Normally what God does for the prophets, his prophets, in showing them mercy, is he extracts them first, but they too, they are going. Because there are different ways by which you can depart from a land. You can depart in peace or you can depart in a hurry. Do you understand my point? When Sodom and Gomorrah was going to be smoked, there was mercy on a Lot and his household. But they had to live in a hurry with nothing. And we don't want that to happen. If you want it to happen, if you want it to happen in Nigeria, say amen. Thank you. I'm so happy you did not say the amen. Some of you opened your mouth and said, hey. You refuse to bring it down. Because you don't want it to happen.
So God is saying, if you don't, you know what the children of Israel, let me tell you something. Talking about understanding by books and praying properly, and we'll talk about the prophesying one later. Prophesying prophetically, you know what I mean? Prophesying prophetically, not just desires. All right? You know what the children of Israel say when you get to that land, I'm taking you to a land. When you get there, there are a lot of wicked people there. They do this, they do this, they do that. He warned them. You will destroy everything. You will destroy everybody. There are times he said to them, clear, don't spare even their animals. Destroy man, woman, child, born or unborn. Kill everybody. He said, don't let your eyes show them mercy. You know, it was like, I'm warning you. If you do, they will become the source of, let me put my own words, I can't remember the exact word he used now. They will become the source of rottenness in your midst. And that which I wanted to do to them, I will have to do to you. So he warned them, don't let your eyes show them mercy. He warned. I know what God was saying. We can't go into all of those things. God is very kind. Did I hear an amen? He's not wicked at all. So what if there are some good people there? God said, I will have removed them before you arrive. That's what he does. He will warn those few good people. You pack, 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 travel. There are some he will warn deliberately. Some he will just make they'll just hear noise. Hey, my grandfather sent for me. He said the house in the village has collapsed. Hey, what kind of collapse is this now? You pack and travel. And finally, it's only a portion of the house that fell. He'll spend 1 or 2 weeks to fix it. And there he will hear the news that the land from which he left, all right, has been totally destroyed, everybody wiped out. But the point I want to make is this. The Jews were not permitted to be more lenient than God was, because God had calculated what he was doing. Listen, we'll get down to it one day. There are times we have to sit down, or more like stand up, take our scriptures and prophesy some kinds of wicked, in quote, words upon the land. Which, I don't know whether that is part of the message, Israel, do as your spirit leads. I'm closing now, all right? One thing I believe the prophecy, but I've not been able to use it to pray. And that's the word of the Lord that came by the mouth of Tunde Bakare concerning the renewing of Nigeria. It's frightening. I'm not going to pray with it or about it for now because I don't understand it. But I heard it directly from his mouth, and it's frightening. And in fact, the execution of it, if the thing begins, I will rush down here, call an emergency meeting, and tell everybody, don't panic. Go home. Don't worry. Because sometimes, you know what we do is that you think that the only way towards peace is peaceable. You understand my point? No, the way of peace is not always, you know, peaceable. Because many of the things we desire in life, God says, listen, the people that spoil it, there's only one way I can handle them. Should I handle them? I say, no, that won't be good. I say, okay, no, leave it like that now. The thing will continue to spoil. Why did I say all of that? He said, I understood, I observed, I saw it in the books, not according to my desire. It's the judgment written that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about what I want. Do you understand? Like you hear me say it all the time. For example, I quote Isaiah chapter 6 verse 12. I said, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. It was something I read. I understood it from somewhere. I read it from the scriptures. For that reason, it forms my mind, it forms my thinking, it forms my understanding. It forms the way I pray. That's what I'm trying to explain. The Lord is good? I said, the Lord is good. I hope you understood what the word was. Bible was going to talk about the will of God now. That's what I'm trying to bring out. And that's, I hope I did, I hope I was able to explain that. If I didn't finish, I'll think about it. I'll finish it next time. All right, the Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. Let's just bow down our heads over a short time. Let's just quickly bow down our heads. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you because your word is good, because you are kind, because you love us, and because our lives, Lord, our lives are in your hands. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Lord, the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give us understanding and we shall live. Enlighten our hearts. Make our eyes clear. Let us decode and understand truth from your word. And let those things form the basis of our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.